This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, happy Friday to y'all. This is Megan Eileen sitting right here in Huntsville, Alabama.
My God, who are you? I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 18th, episode 2100, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Oh, Megan, I'm so glad you're here. It's nice to have you all the way in Alabama. Last time we talked to you, you were in the Pacific Northwest.
I was in a van down by the river, and now yes. I'm not in a van down by any river. So it's wonderful to be here. I'm so happy to be back.
Oh, my gosh, it's been too long. Well, I would like to give you the update, because on Wednesday and Monday, I've talked about hunters on my land.
Yes.
Yeah. So like Tuesday night, I had the vet out. Chili was sick, by the way. He's doing great. He's just back to normal.
Great to hear.
Yes. Thank you. And so the vet was like, do you know that there's like people with spotlights in your yard and your pasture? And I looked down, I'm like, oh my God, because what I come to learn is spotlight hunting is very illegal. What they do is they shine the light around. They try to catch the eyes in the light reflection, and then they shoot it. Okay.
At that moment of before you hit the deer with the headlights and they're frozen, and then you just shoot them at that time.
You just shoot them right then. However, I have 7 horses in this
place. Right.
Right. Which makes this very not okay.
Yes.
So the hunting update is I went out yesterday morning or Wednesday morning after the show to try to find any evidence of anybody out there. And I found not only just an arrow in my pasture, it could be termed a harpoon. It's like an arrow going in, and if you pulled it back, it like releases like Tony Stark, all of these like these arms.
It's a total Hunger Games arrow right there.
Yes, it's a Hunger Games arrow. That's exactly what it is. And so I found that in my pasture, and then the crazy came out. We're not talking a little crazy. I went crazy.
Oh, no. This is horse girl, Jamie, Atlanta, Southern girl crazy.
I went crazy. So I went to the neighbor's house that I can't tell which house it is. And I went around and knocked on the door, and this old man comes to the door, and I'm like, hey, do you hunt in your backyard? Oh no, that's next door. So-and-so Bubba, he lets people hunt off his property. And I was like, well, I need to talk to Bubba. And he goes, oh, well, he's dead.
Oh, like, what? Recently?
Like, yeah, he died about 2 years ago, and they just put his wife in a home, and well, they just let people go in the back and hunt. And I was like, see, here's what's happening is those people are parked directly outside of my pasture, like 6 feet from the fence, my pasture fence. And I have this huge open grassland, but all these deers that frolic around, and then they jump the fence because there's deer corn and salt licks and fresh water and all this stuff. And I'm like, my deer jumped the fence, and boom, they get plugged by these jerks. So, and now that they're hunting illegally and hunting in my pasture, Mama Bear has freaked out. So I posted on Facebook that I needed some help, and I got some great advice. I have a call into the Game and Fish. I also got this girl's phone number, who is the manager of the land of the grant. So she's like the granddaughter of this land. Okay. So I called her. And then she didn't answer. You know when you call somebody and you get like, no, they just hit send a voicemail because it like rings 1.5 times. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, we're gonna start calling every hour. I'm gonna call every.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. She finally called me back at midnight the first night.
Oh, like, nice.
I missed that call. So I was asleep. So then I go in the morning and I'm like, I'm just going to call every hour. So at this point, I was like 27 phone calls into her. And finally she texted me. She's like, I'm at work. And I was like, oh, great. She texts. Okay. Bing, bing, bing. And so I text her. This is also after I have taken, y'all went crazy. I got crazy. I bought like 30 no hunting signs. And I put it on every tree surrounding their area and on the fence posts that the deer jump over. And so they, it, like, blaring from their property, it's no hunting, you go to jail. Like, we're talking crazy. I took my friend Jen, she's visiting. I took her out there and she's like, wow, you have really painted this sucker. So at any rate, there's all these signs posted. She and I have texted. I'm pretty sure that the people that are spotlight hunting are not associated with her. So she has not really written me back and committed, but we're going to hopefully work together to end poaching on my land.
First Yay. Step done anyways. Yay.
Exactly. Hey, Jen, is Dean ready? Uh-oh. Are we there?
I think he kind of is.
Oh, she's on the phone with them. Okay. Well, we'll do our phone. Did you have a daily Winnie? I'll let you do it. Go ahead.
Daily Winnie was to my friend's husband, who is taking care of my horse and sent me a picture this morning and said she's still a spaz. And that was fun.
Oh, they're sending you pictures. When is she coming back? Because your horse is still in the Pacific Northwest. And from what I understand, you're losing your mind.
Yes. Slowly, slowly, but surely it's happening. Hopefully by the end of February, early March is when I'm hoping she'll be here. So fingers crossed.
Oh, good. That'll be good. Because from what I recall seeing on Facebook, you spent 4 hours making croissants, which is nobody should do that.
Yeah, no. It's like 9.5 hours of croissants. So yeah, it was not.
Oh,
it was
my
not,
God.
Yeah. It's even worse than you think.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, hey, while she's talking to Dean, I'll go ahead and give our, on today's show, we are going to talk to Dean Reeves, owner of Mucho Macho Man, of course, and the Pegasus Cup is this weekend, and he's got a horse in it. And then we are going to talk to Helen of the ERA of NA, and you're going to have to learn what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Around. We're going to talk to Virginia Smith. Megan has celebrity news. I've got bad advice. We have highs and lows moving across the country, and we've also got really bad ads. So we'll see what we have time for. So probably we're going to talk to Dean first. How we doing, Jen?
Dean is ready. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mr.
Good morning.
Reeves. I am so happy to talk to you. It's been so long. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's been too long, and I'm excited to be visiting with you again this morning.
Well, I am friends with your wife on Facebook, and I do see that you've not been ignoring me. You've been traveling the world.
Yeah, we've been on the go.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to talk to you. And, once again, the Pegasus World Cup has come back and you are a part of it. Tell us about your horse.
We're going to be in the Pegasus Turf Race. Our horse is Channel Maker. I have some partners, involved with me in Channel Maker. And we are really excited about our chances. And this is a nice gelding that we're going to be able to get a lot of races out of, hopefully over the next several years. And when we bought into the horse, we really had the Pegasus Turf Race as a spot we thought he would fit nicely. And it's coming together pretty well.
And of course, he's trained by, you know, somebody we might have all heard of, right? Still being trained by Bill Mott?
That's correct. Yep. Bill's doing a nice job. And he's scheduled for his last breeze on Sunday at Payson Park. And then it'll be showtime.
Okay. Listen, I got to talk to you seriously, Mr. Reeves. I feel like we've danced around this issue before. I am entered in the Thoroughbred Makeover in Lexington, Kentucky in the fall. And I will be looking for a horse. So he is a gelding. And when he's done, you have to send him to me. Okay. That's it.
I think that's fair. And we've on the Thoroughbred Makeover, we had a horse named Mac Daddy Mac that I think won some awards on the Thoroughbred Makeover. And we were really happy to see that.
That's cool. And I do really, I'm going to plug it ahead of time. I am starting a new show, and it's called Retired Racehorse Radio. So I'm looking for people to come on and kind of give us a life of their racehorses on the track before they're retired. I hopefully we can involve you in it, because it's going to be a lot of fun to do a show only about thoroughbreds. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I know it's your passion. And how is your lovely wife?
She's living the dream. She's doing great.
I love it. She lives with me. She lives the dream.
She still puts up with me and all these buying and selling of horses. So, but she enjoys it. We have a lot of fun with it. We enjoy the people that we get to know and spend time with and go to the races. So it's exciting when you get the good horses, and it's a little drudgery on the other end of it, but you have to work through it. That's all part of the business.
Absolutely. I mean, that's any business. So my producer just messaged me, and she's like, you need to have him explain what the Pegasus World Cup is. So can you give us an overview and a definition of the Pegasus, because it's such a cool event.
Okay. Yeah. The Pegasus this year, a little different than the first 2 years, to give the listeners a little history. The first 2 years, there was only a dirt race going a mile and an eighth, and the purse was $16 million. And there was a substantial entry fee. So that was run the first 2 years. This year, they added a turf race and split the money up such that it's a $9 million dirt race. And then a $7 million purse for the turf race.
Wow.
And
wow.
So they split that up, and then it's a day-long event. They also have this year the Fred Hooper Grade 3, which is a mile on the dirt for four and up, and some other, you know, top races they'll have that day. So it's an exciting day. It's a lot of entertainment. And just festivities, parties, and so forth. And then, of course, it's tied into the Eclipse Awards, which will be the Thursday prior to the race. So a big event down at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, well, you brought the Eclipse Awards up. Oh, my gosh. Who are you picking for Horse of the Year? It's hotly contested.
Super contested.
I'm not sure I've gotten there yet. That's, I think there's two deserving horses as Horse of the Year. I think certainly Justify, anytime you win the Triple Crown, is great. But, you know, he just did not. I think you got to get to the Breeders' Cup Classic. And I think you need to win some other races and show, a full gamut of races throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Which is obviously tough to do, but both horses are well deserving.
Okay. So that was, are you running for political office soon? Because that was really politically correct.
I was just going to say, is that a middle of the road political speech or what?
Well, one really did well, but I really like the other as well. It's just up in the air. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably because I spent so much time with politicians last night and yesterday. Since we have a new governor and we were at the governor's inauguration, maybe some of that rubbed off on me.
You're up next. You're running for governor next. Okay. I think you're a shoo-in. You're really good.
No.
Well, I hope Patty has a wonderful Pegasus outfit picked out. I'd love to talk to her about her fashion, but please give her a big hug from us, and we will be looking forward to talking to you on Retired Racehorse Radio, and also after you guys win the turf race.
That'd be great. I look forward to it.
All right. Congratulations. Thank you so much, Dean. And tell Patty we said hi.
I'll do it. Y'all all right. Take care. Thank
you. Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you.
I love chatting with Dean.
Oh, my gosh, I just, he's so cool. And like the fact that like I can call him out and he didn't get mad. Like, he's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Jen's going to get our next guest on, but I wanted to do a little segment with you, Megan, because we both have had some moments moving around the country. So I moved from Arizona to Oklahoma 2 months ago. And
yes,
you moved from where?
A little bit farther. I moved from Washington State to Alabama State.
What? That's crazy. So I did get yesterday, one of the guys building the barn. He, where'd you move from? And I was like, oh, I came from Arizona. And he goes, why?
Yeah.
So you get that a lot. I'm like, what's so bad about this place? Everybody's like, why the heck would you live here? So I wanted to do like a section where we just talk about the highs. And then we talk about the lows. I think we should do lows first. Let's
okay.
End on a happy note. So what is one low of living in Alabama?
I would say the one low that I've had to deal with the most is that people walk really slow here.
Really?
Yes. I mean, and I walk fast anyways, because my mom's 6 feet tall. So I've had to like my entire life try and keep up with her because I'm not 6 feet tall. So I'm used to walking very fast and going there and being there and having a purpose and, okay, let's not meander. And then everybody else is just out for a stroll. Like, it's really annoying. It's really, really annoying.
That would drive me crazy. So that's very similar to Chad when he's out in the barn. And I'm like, give me that. Can you hand me that lead rope? I'm like, today, like, come on, I need to lead rope right now. And he just walks so slow. And I thought, man, he's just really slow. And then I saw him at work and he like beelines around. So I'll be like, give me your work walk. Come on.
I need your airport walk. Let's do this.
Not your barn walk. My barn walk is different than your barn walk. Come on. Let's do it. Yeah. It's in the South, man. They call it slow as molasses. And do you know what that saying means? Slow as molasses.
I'm going to say, is it slow as molasses in January? That's what I've always heard.
Yeah, so you take a spoon of molasses and you wait for it to fall off and it just like slowly goes down. That's what that thing means. Because you're,
yeah,
I say, because I'm from Georgia, we go, you're slow as Christmas.
I've never heard slow as Christmas. That's a good one.
That's what my mom would say. Come on, get in the car. You are slow as Christmas.
That's awesome. So, I'm using that.
Yeah, slow as Christmas. Because you just wait for Christmas all year, right?
Right.
So, the low, I was standing in the barn and my daily Whitney was going to go out to Morton Barn Builders because I am so in love with my barn.
I'm in love with your barn and I'm not even there.
Thank you. Well, they're saying it could potentially be done by this weekend, their portion. So that could be really exciting considering it's going to snow on Saturday.
Oh, sure.
So the people coming and then I'm talking to Chad and he like puts his arm over my shoulders. He's like, man, this is going to get better. This is getting better. This is getting better. And I go, yeah. Okay. And he goes, definitely the septic tank was the low.
poop in the yard is always a low for I think any situation, but definitely across the country situation.
So it's cleaned up now, you know, everything is mud, but like, and so Jen, my friend from Arizona, has come to visit and she's like, I don't understand, like what happened? I'm like, if they de-earthed a giant coffin full of 50-year-old feces. And they had to, then they punctured it with a drill coming in one side and then going out the other. And so then they had to dig all around the septic tank because they had to pump it out. Okay. Which
sure.
Nobody needs to see that. Nobody needs to
smell it.
Smell that. No. Nobody needs to be a part of that. And this is not like your average septic tank cleaner would have it. You know, they put the thing on, they suck it up. No, this was not like that at all. These were like backyard guys who were like, well, we got to get it all out so we can fix it. And so like still terrible. And so, that was the low. And so now they like, it's empty. They fix it. They pushed all the dirt back around because they were like, had to dig out so they could like walk around it on the outside. That's how big this giant hole was in my yard. And so now my yard is like dirt everywhere. All the grass is gone. It's just dirt everywhere. So that was the low. Give me your high.
Hi, the people are here are truly like Southern hospitality is a real thing. I mean, I thought it was just, you know, especially coming from LA, I thought it was just a myth, but no, it's a real thing. People are super, super nice here.
Well, I'm not impressed yet.
Oklahoma may not be considered quite South though.
Yeah. It's not as far South.
Yeah. No.
And it's really close to Texas, and Texas people are their own thing. So
I'm going to hold out for the high.
When your barn is ready, that will be your high.
I'm going to wait on this one. I'm going to wait on this one, but I'm glad you're meeting a lot of nice people. That's really cool. I am jealous of that because I have not done that. But I am lucky to have good friends that come visit.
Exactly. And exactly. They're like, with wine.
And I know they see me and they're like, oh God.
She does not look good.
She looks terrible. It's really bad. Yeah, but it's going to be beautiful someday. Chad and I say all the time, we're going to laugh about this someday. So anyway, let's hear from our title sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products, before we get to our next guest.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And now it is time. We're going to talk to, I'm so excited about the celebrity news coming up. It is going to be time. Megan, it's celebrity news with Megan, but we're going to talk to Helen first. I don't know if Helen's ready. Jen, is Helen?
Helen is here? Ready.
Helen's ready.
I'm
here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. My little chat work thing is not working. So I don't know when people are ready. So I apologize, Helen. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. I want to know, I always like to ask people this, where in the world are you right now?
I am in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, good Lord, you're lucky. We call that God's country, ma'am.
That's right. Yes.
Now, tell us what
it's a little gray and cold today, but it's a great place to live.
It's still magical.
It's where all the unicorns come from.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, tell us about the ERA of NA. What is that? It's a lot of letters.
So
it's a lot of A's.
Yes. It's a big acronym, but it is the Eventing Riders Association of North America. And I think a lot of people familiar or coming from eventing programs may remember PRO, the Professional Riders Organization.
Yes.
And so the ERA of NA transitioned from that in March of last year. Just as the sport of eventing continued to evolve, we thought the organization needed to evolve as well. So we still have our professional programs, but we've also expanded our reach to also include the juniors and young riders and importantly the adult amateurs more. So it's really encompassing of the entire eventing community, including grooms and owners and, you know, equine professionals.
So as I'm an eventer and as an eventer, I always thought pro was for the pro, like, and I'm considered a professional rider, but I never was in pro because I didn't feel like I was good enough to be in pro. And that's what you guys are changing, is you are making the Eventing Riders Association of North America for everybody.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we've seen over the past couple of years how influential the Eventing Riders Association of UK and International has been in Europe and abroad, and the initiatives they've taken working with their national affiliates as well as with the FEI to make change within the sport. So we are trying to replicate a lot of what they've done internationally, but make sure a lot of our programs are specifically tailored to North America and the needs and desires of the eventing community in North America.
So let's talk about the GEM program, GEM, the GEM program. I saw GEM program and I was like, man, I am not going to the gym. It's just not going to happen. No, this is bling. I like this kind of GEM.
It's shiny.
It's shiny.
So at the beginning of 2019, we launched our Adult Amateur GEM Award program, which I think people coming from particularly the dressage world, it's something very similar to what is the earning your medals. So this is a program that is specific to our adult amateur members, and it allows you to be recognized for your accomplishments in competition. So we have, you have to get a certain amount of qualifying rides at a level to earn a crystal pin that you can wear on your lapel, jacket lapel, to show that you've earned your gem. So briefly, a qualifying ride includes a dressage score of less than 50, no cross-country jumping penalties, and no more than 3 rails in the show jumping.
Okay. That's what I shoot for on a daily basis.
Excuse me, that should be for all times.
Yeah, that's all time.
Yes, and so what? In order to be eligible for this program, you need to be a member of the ERA of NA and an adult amateur with the USEA. And so, in order to get your GEM, what you do is compile your competition results and then send them in once you've had the certain amount of qualifying rides. And this, all this information is on our website. You send that in to me and then I verify it with the results and then send you your gem. So, not a ton of heavy lifting in terms of the application process. Obviously, we know that, competing and getting those qualifying scores is the hard part.
Yes, absolutely. But here's what's cool about it is you can go on Zentry, which is how you enter horse trials anyway, and just like print off your results, send it to you. Bing, you got it. And then you get this really cool, it's like a little Swarovski crystal pin that you can put in your lapel, and there's different colors. So 2 qualifying rides, a beginner novice, you get the onyx. 3 qualifying rides at novice, the citrine pin. Then the emerald is for 4 qualifying rides at training. 4 at prelim, get you a ruby. 4 at intermediate, will get you a sapphire. And 4 at that advanced will get you a diamond.
I will never see
that diamond, so I would like to. Can I just buy these things? It reminds me of my husband's military, and when they would get dressed up in their dress gear, they always had their medals that they put on. So you see dressage riders with a bunch of medals basically on their jacket.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think another important thing about the program, to understand is you can also use past results. It doesn't have to be all on the same horse. It's not within a certain time frame. So if you, have a qualifying score from 5 years ago, that still counts. So
very cool. Very cool.
Where
can people go on to learn more about it? What's your website?
Our website is eraofna.com. And there you can you click on the programs tab and it will tell you all about this program, as well as you can learn all about the organization on the website.
Perfect.
And just another quick thing, you know, for, I know you guys have a diverse audience of disciplines. One other really cool thing that the ERA offers is for professionals, we have we offer accident and disability insurance. So, and that's eligible to anyone of any discipline. You do not have to be an eventing rider or associated necessarily with eventing. It's also open to grooms and equine professionals such as farriers and vets, as well as riders. So that's another little tidbit for your audience that they may be interested in.
Very cool. That's good to know, Helen. Thank you so very much. I'm going to go and look at that now because, you know, I need some insurance. How'd you know? It's like you were talking to me. Well, great job. Thanks. It was great to talk to you, Helen, and we'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy Lexington,
great,
Kentucky.
Great to talk to you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Babies are being born in Lexington now. I just saw that Lane's Inn had their first one. That's early.
Holy cow. That's a super early baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Baby Zara was born January 12th, but I lived in Phoenix, not in Kentucky. So it was
it's
not
very
that
different.
Very different. Very different. Okay. Well, it is that time. It is Jen. Hope you're ready. It is time for celebrity news with Megan Aileen. Or if you're in the South, it's Megan Aileen.
Aileen. Dun, dun. So as everybody may have heard, Lady Gaga was at the Billboard Awards this past weekend and she won, but unfortunately she had to leave early because her horse, Arabella, who was an Arab, kind of cute on the name situation, unfortunately got sick and passed away. So she had to leave to go and say goodbye to her, which at least she got to leave and go and say goodbye. It's never easy, but it is, at least she got to leave the awards to, you know, go and say her respects and whatnot.
This is typically the point where you mentioned Lady Gaga or like any artist, and I would begin singing one of her songs. And I'm just going to let you know that I will not be even attempting any Lady Gaga songs today. Okay.
Well, I think at one point you and I may have to do a duet of Poker Face just because.
Yeah, I think you can call me later for that.
just give me a call later.
It's probably safe. Next
shallow
story
is amazing, but I'm not going to. Can't do it.
No, just say no. Just say no, Jamie. Our next news story isn't necessarily the lady herself isn't a celebrity, but she is a fashion designer to the celebrities. Some of her clients include Serena Williams, you know her, and, you know, Hilary Duff, Disney's, you know, sweetheart. She is a designer, and she actually designed something super cool. It's a fire-retardant horse blanket that has a GPS tracker in it.
That's really cool.
It is really cool. Yeah. It's called the Equisafe blanket. And I think from when I read the article, it even has like its own subscription service. So when you buy the blanket, you don't have to pay for an additional subscription service. All you have to do is throw the blanket on and is like a last, you know, if you're in that last ditch effort where you have to just kind of let your horses go because you couldn't get out in time, throw this blanket on. The GPS tracker is sewn into the blanket. You can always find your horse afterwards and kind of go from there. So I thought that was pretty cool, seeing as how she's a fashion designer and she's
if
a
you
horse
could,
person. So.
Could you call her and ask her to make arrow retardant blankets? That would be great.
Kevlar.
Tie that in. That'd be great.
And then my final news story, one of which, you know, who Glenn probably didn't want to hear, Carl Cook, who is Kaylee Cuoco's husband, one of his studs of his barn, ASM Conquistador, was just named a Belgian Warmblood Ambassador. So that stallion, actually, from what I've seen, has thrown some pretty good babies. So congratulations to him.
I was, as you say, Carl Cook and stud in the same word. And I'm like, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say about the horse, huh? What? I got nothing. Megan, good job with your celebrity news. There's celebrity news and Megan Aileen. And now let's hear from Ovation Riding, and then we're going to come out with a song. So it's a potty break now, Megan.
Okay.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Caged in, need to get a little air so I can breathe again. Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes, need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head. Gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass is a good running start. She gave me over that fence. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. Fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Got a load on my back and a lot on my mind. Yeah, the weight of this world really gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and leave a big old cloud of dust. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Giddy up, look at what lies on the horizon. Second star to the left, then straight on till morning. So I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. A fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. Saddle these dreams, holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah, I need a horse that can fly. Feeling all cooped up, feeling all cooped. Back and a lot on my mind. Yeah. gonna free my wild side. Yeah, I need a horse that can ride. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's Templeton Thompson, and you can find all her music at TempletonThompson.com. And let's see, Megan, are you still there? You with me? Did you quit yet?
I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this. Let's go.
Well, Jen, do we have Virginia coming on today?
We do. Virginia is ready.
All right, Virginia. Sorry. Didn't mean to make you stand by for so long. We're going to talk to Virginia Smith. She is the creator of the Bed and Bail app. Good morning, Virginia. Where in the world are you?
Oh, man, I'm in the snow right now. I think you guys are down south, hey?
Oh, my God, you're Canadian. In 2 seconds, I knew that.
Greatest guest
I'm
ever.
I'm looking at about 2 feet of snow right now. I'm up in Pemberton, B.C., Canada. So we're just north of a big ski resort called Whistler, B.C., where they had the 2010 Winter Olympics.
My gosh. Okay, please tell me that Amy is near you, okay, and that you at least watch the show.
Actually, I just heard about the show yesterday, and I'm super psyched to start listening to it.
No, not our show, Heartland. Please tell me you will watch Heartland.
Oh, Heartland. Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. I've seen all the Heartlands.
Yeah. You have to. You're a horse chick in Canada.
That's a staple around here.
Of course.
Exactly. Yeah. You She'd be arrested if she didn't.
I know, right? So, yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever I see somebody in Canada that has horses, I'm like, oh, my God, do you know Amy? Because, like, she's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Bed and Bail app.
So the Bed and Bail app is an app for people traveling with their horses, primarily. I mean, you could use it to plot a course if you wanted to. But my main vision for it is so that when people are out and about with their horses, that they have kind of a safety net. Basically, it's set up so that wherever you are, you can, you know, get onto a map instantly, find out what is in your location, like in your immediate vicinity. I find it quite useful. Like, I started competing on horseback about 8 years ago, and I had a couple breakdowns on the road in places I did not expect. And, you know, as horse people, we know when you stop that trailer, that horse thinks it's getting out, and it can get quite hectic very fast. So the app is designed so it's very fast and finding you amenities very close. It started out as, you know, just for bed and bail, which essentially is a place for you to stay with your horses. And then I expanded it a little bit when it was in its idea phase to include boarding facilities because, you know, sometimes you're traveling somewhere and you're staying with friends and you want to drop your horse somewhere for the night. Mm-hmm. And as I was talking to more horse people about the idea, and especially like people who are in the industry, such as veterinarians and farriers, they were like, well, hey, what about us? You know, like we're needed on the road as well. I know that sometimes I've gotten to horse shows and there hasn't been a farrier on site and, you know, finding a farrier in your area would be, you know, handy as well. So I expanded it a little bit that way. I also put in tack and feed stores as well so that, you know, anything you need while you're on the road, you can find it in your immediate vicinity.
That's really cool. Megan, I feel like you need to download this app because Megan has just moved to Alabama, which is in the southeastern United States, from Washington State. But your horse has not made it yet. Are you going to drive your horse?
No, I'm gonna ship her, but I definitely will use this app for sure just because I don't really have too many contacts. So if at the very least to find a farrier and a vet would be awesome.
So right now it's pretty much in its infancy. I just actually got it going on the Android platform a couple of days ago. It's been running on the iPhone platform for about 7 or 8 months.
Yes.
And the biggest challenge that I have is getting businesses to sign up because essentially it's, you know, Airbnb for horses. So people get to sign up and their businesses and put in pictures and services and such. And so my biggest challenge is getting the word out there so that we can get enough businesses to populate the map to make it viable for the users. So we're, right. you know, we're in the very, very, you know, beginning stages of it.
So does it, how do you monetize this? Like, how do you make money? Do people that send it to you, does it cost them some money to get on the list?
Not at the moment. Right now, I'm just trying to create a community. So, you know, starting with North America, it is a global app. Anybody on the globe right now can upload their information onto the app or get the app. It just hasn't spread very far yet, except, you know, to just Canada and the United States. And I want to make sure that I have enough businesses on there to make it viable to either, you know, make it a one-time charge of, like, say, $5 to have the app. You know, my vision for the app isn't that you're sitting on the side of the road trying to renew your subscription. It would be that, you know, you pay your $5 and you have it forever, and then it's there for you whenever you need it. On the other end, you know, perhaps we might ask for maybe $10 a year from the businesses to just keep their information on their page on the app. Again, it's not something I've been really looking heavily into yet because I want to create that community first.
Right. Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you just need to get everybody going. So that's the way to do it. So where can people go and sign up and or download the app? Give us all the details.
So yeah, if you have a smartphone, it's available on all platforms as of 2 days ago, which is great. So you can go to either your Google Play Store, if you have an Android, Samsung, LG phones as such. You can just find it there. You can search it. Or you can also get it on iPhone, just in the iPhone app section, also search it there. Eventually, I would like to be able to let people sign up online, and it will all work together as a unit. So that's kind of the next step that I want to do because, you know, some of these rural communities, they don't have, you know, a lot of smartphones or even cell phones at all, and maybe they want to sign up as well, and they've got like a desktop computer. So I want to make it available in a lot of different ways so that we can create the community.
Or internet in certain places in the rural communities, which is what I'm dealing with in Virginia. I just moved to Oklahoma, and good Lord, it's all I have is a desktop. You're absolutely right. So interesting to know. And it's called Bed and Bail App.
It sure is.
And bedandbailnow.com is the website. Well, good luck, Virginia. And please keep us posted, and we'll make sure we log on and put some stuff on there.
Yeah, sure. And I have a Facebook page as well. So if you guys want to keep up with what's going on with the app, you can check out Bed and Bail on Facebook as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on the show. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day, guys, in the sun.
Oh, bless her heart. Stay warm and tell Amy we said hi. She's like, the show, I just heard about it. I'm like, no, that you just heard about our show.
I know you've seen. There's no Amy here.
there's no Amy here. I know you've seen every Heartland. Yeah, dude, you're a horse chick and you live in Canada. It's like it's like you're born and the TV gets pushed up to your crib.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Well, it is now that time. I wish Megan that it was hard to find bad advice for horse people. Should I save it or should we just go straight to the really bad ads?
I think it's up to you. I mean, I think it's up to you if you want to, you know, I'm up for anything at this
Jen,
point.
How are we doing on time?
We got time, man. We're fine.
Yeah. Considering we did a 40 minute show on Monday, we'll give them a little extra.
Let's hit
Jen's
the
like, yeah, we should wrap it up.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. There's a reason that I never.
For bad advice for horse people, by horse people.
Just creep me out. Chad started talking. I forgot.
Why is Chad in the room?
Like, where, what? Okay, so stick around. Just I keep staying on the Arizona Facebook pages for things like this. Hi, my 20-year-old gelding has a large lump on his abdomen. Vet is coming out tomorrow, and he's not in any pain. Has anyone seen this before? It doesn't seem like an injury. And basically, she's got a picture of a horse's belly, and like at the lowest point of the belly, there's like a little like fluid filled sac. Okay. Have you guys ever seen that before?
Yeah.
Okay. So to me, that's an easy one. Okay.
Right.
What that actually is, it's called gravitational edema. And if the horse gets kicked like on the side or bumps into something and they get a little swelling, gravity pulls that edema down to the lowest spot.
Point. That's how gravity works.
I'm like, yeah, I'll help you out. Yeah. So that's called gravitational edema. And it's just basically if your horse got kicked or ran into something, it doesn't hurt them. It's just the symptom of gravity and swelling. So I wrote that down. Well, that was not the end of it.
She wasn't happy with that response.
That was not an appropriate response to most people. I do try to help most people online, but then you get them and I just have to circle them and read them on the show. First person, that's pigeon fever. That's pigeon fever. Somebody else wrote, that was my first thought too.
Then
following that, the person who submitted, she's like, that doesn't sound good. No, it usually bursts and clears on in its own. However, if you notice pus coming out, that is highly contagious. Don't eat that. You might get pigeon fever. Your horse has hives. That's not hives.
I was going to say hives is usually all the way around, but okay, maybe just this one specific hive.
This happens normally from flies or bugs. Okay, I get that, but then you would feel like some scabbing, you know, as you said, it was soft and squishy.
Sure.
Some pigeon fever.
Pigeon fever. I've only ever seen pigeon fever on the chest, never on the stomach.
It's a very bottom part of the stomach, apparently, is where pigeon fever happens. And your horse is going to die. And it's contagious.
And you get it from pigeons.
My horse had that, and hers was from who knows what. It went away. That's helpful.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Next person says, my horse gets that when she lays down at night to sleep and her hoof presses into her stomach. You might want to consider a farrier.
I was going to say, your horse's hooves might be a little wrong or bent the wrong way.
Next person says, that's fire ants. Ooh. What?
Sure. Soft and squishy. That's what a fire ant bite feels like.
You think it might be a little painful or frantic if it's fire ants attacking his abdomen.
No, I'm just going to lay here. It's cool. I like this.
This person is really helpful. I agree. It looks like swelling. Kinesio tape does wonders. And then somebody's like, what is that? And she wrote back, I recently became certified in kinesiology. And
if you wonder for
my clients, and I would be happy to come over and take a look at your horse.
Of course. I didn't suspect a commercial at all out of this.
Exactly. We're going to take this moment to promote my business. My old mare used to get that, but only when it's hot. Okay. Helpful. Oh, the next one. Next one is really good. Your horse has a hernia. No.
Your horse's stomach is going to explode at any moment.
Basically, your adult horse is about to die in many different ways.
They're all wrong. It's from too much beet pulp.
It's a herniatic pigeon fever. Somebody else said, have you checked to see if it's pregnant? I was like, oh my God. Now this is a good one. This is from Michael. He says, not to alarm you, but that is one of the not to alarm you, which really translates to I'm here to alarm you.
Right, exactly. But I'm about to.
Not to alarm you, but that is one of the symptoms of EIA. Have your vet do a blood draw and send him your horse's blood in for a Conkin's test. I would like to talk more about EIA. I lost 12 of my best friends to this disease.
Whoa.
Good luck.
Wait a second.
Okay. The next person. Oh, the original poster writes, what's EIA? Okay.
Of course.
In Arizona, a Conkin's test is not required. So probably she actually doesn't know what EIA, which is equine infectious anemia, which is why you need a Conkin's test. It's like horse AIDS. Okay.
Right. It's everywhere.
It's like instant death. Okay.
Sure.
If your horse has it, the vets will come out and euthanize it to control this disease, not to alarm you, but your horse has highly contagious AIDS, but I don't want to alarm you.
And it's okay.
A swelling on the belly. That is not a symptom for it. Okay. My gelding would get these occasionally, and they always went on their own. I guessed it was from him laying down with his hooves under himself and getting up. Maybe the pressure caused a bruise. Bruise? No. Okay. Next.
Bruise is usually impacted, but okay. That's cool. That's cool.
Michael comes back on and goes, EIA has four different stages. And one of them is the carrier stage, which one of the other symptoms is to look for swelling around the shank and the sheath. And your horse will also have a temperature. Okay. Apparently the horse is going to die.
Okay. Right. We need to schedule a veterinarian to come on and talk about EIA because obviously the word has not gotten out.
No. We need to talk about EIA. These are not people listening to our show. Everybody knows what a Conkin's test is for. And if you don't, then great. You're here to learn. Okay. Another person said two of our horses had them, but they just needed exercise. But there were a ton of theories here that were given to you that all seem very plausible.
The fact that someone thinks that all those theories are very plausible.
All of them seem plausible to you? Next person says, your horse has a belly and an intestine full of sand.
Oh my God. It's going to die again. And it's got EIA.
And it is pigeon fever. And it's got a hernia. Fever. And the next person says that's a spider bite.
Soft and squishy spider bite.
These people call your vet. Just call the vet. Just stop. Save yourself a lot of drama. Call the vet. I know it's going to cost you some money, but that's why you have horses. Deal with it. Call the vet. Boom. All right.
Mic drop.
There you go. These things are real. These things are real. Okay. Let's hear we have tack of the day. We get to talk about. Yay. Jen, did we hear back from Chantel and what the tack of the day item is for the weekend?
As far as I know, the tack of the day, I have to use the right mouse. Woo. Look at that. It's making all kind of colors on that screen over there, but I want to look at the screen over here. This screen, we have not heard, so it's a great mystery at this point.
Chantel, when you listen, a big part of our Friday mornings is, has Chantel sent the tack of the day items for the week?
Yeah.
Just so you know.
We don't know.
We need you to step up a little bit there, honey. Just kidding. tackoftheday.com. It is, if you are not a member, please join it. It is just an email blast that comes to you every day for tack that is ridiculously priced, deeply discounted. It's like all the crap they have in Bit of Britain that they want to get rid of. And because they have new stuff coming in or they just have too much. And I say crap, like I bought my show boots on tack of the day. I bought my clippers on tack of the day. Chantel now knows and she sends notes with my purchases. Because I buy many things on tack of the day because I love a good deal. And sometimes I don't even need them. And I'm like, well, it's free. Okay.
It's like they're paying you to take it.
Yes. They're paying me to take these items. And people always go, what kind of clippers do you use? I'm like, and a show edge. What? Oh, I'll go. Do they have it on Amazon? No, go to Tack of the Day. It will be on there in like a week. Okay. And they have all of these items that like they've got the main item and then the secondary item. And then they've got the daily items that are stable items. Now they got Western stuff. It's like it's its own discounted tech shop at this point. So go check them out. Tackoftheday.com.
There we go. Dun, dun, dun. And now.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading.
Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
So I have Jen is in here in the room with me, my friend who's visiting from Arizona. And every time I say something funny, I look over at her for like confirmation and she's staring at her phone. I'm like, listen, if you're going to be a studio audience member, you have to engage with me. You don't go to a comedy show and stare at your phone. This is like,
this is first class, man. This is first class.
This is behind the scenes hilarity. Okay. And you're not even invested. So I'm going to have to ask you to leave because I'm funny and I need confirmation of that. Okay.
I'm right. Not needy at all.
So get out or laugh at me.
Pay attention to me, please.
Pay attention to me. Okay. The first ad comes from Diane. And her advice to the person. Now, remember, these are not ads that our listeners write. Our listeners go online to Craigslist, Facebook, things like that, and find these ads and send them to us because they think they're funny and they get to win prizes. What is the prize, Jen? Do we know?
I have the foggiest idea.
Okay. We are on point with our radio game today.
It's going to be something awesome.
It's going to be
something the best ever.
Isn't this month the... the flea-infested box of crap?
Can I remind you that you are our producer and that is your job to know? So I don't think that's a high sales point when you use flea-infested in something, but yes.
No, I think only it's regular special listeners will Florida fleas. That.
Yes, you're right. okay, let me move past that. So you get a bunch of stuff that came from like trade shows and stuff, and it's usually really cool. Megan, have you ever won a box of crap?
I haven't won anything on this show, and I don't want to say anything about it, but I'm just going to put that out there.
Write her name down, Jen. Put her on the list.
Yeah, for every time you co-host with Jamie, you get 10 entries.
Oh, maybe, snap. Megan, if you could send us a really bad ad and engage in the show a little
bit. I have before. Clearly not good enough, though.
Well, it's all about numbers. It's a numbers game. All right. The first one comes from Diane, who regularly sends them in and probably has won a box of crap. 3 years old, paint horse mare, no register. That's the title.
Yeah.
Please, for sending pics, I need your email address. They're going to start out yelling at you. All caps. Nice.
Address with one D, though.
Oh, yeah. Address. You're right. Address. It's address. I need your email address. Nice brown dash Tobiano paint horse mare, 3 years old, 2 blue eyes, no paper with very lots of R's, good character, not yet ridden, but knows saddle and groundwork. I search for this horse, very good hands and home forever. She that never bad experiences with people, please. I know go not down with the price. I must not sell. More info or pick via email. Diane says, do not use Google Translate to write your classified ad. Please. That's exactly what it is. Please, but not down with the price.
But he doesn't list the price. And then he says, I must not sell.
I must not sell. I must not.
I must
All
not.
Right. You got the next one.
This one is from Ute Shepherd. Bunny rabbit explosion. $15 from Shiloh. We ended up with our rabbits multiplying like, well, rabbits. We have a lot of cute little bunnies to rehome, lots of colors to choose from, and assorted breeds. We won't ask you what your long-term plans are for these bunnies. We are literally overrun with bunnies, like Trouble with Tribbles overrun. And cannot afford to be
fussy. Is that in there, Trouble with Tribbles?
Oh, it is. And cannot afford to be fussy, lest we be smothered with these little balls of furry cuteness.
$15 each. We won't ask what your long-term plans are for these bunnies. We don't care.
Literally, we don't care. You can take them and eat them. We're fine. $15 each. Special pricing if you take five or more. Text or email. If I don't reply within a day, assume the worst and contact Starfleet.
Oh my gosh. Okay. They just went a little over the edge. A little past the nerdy edge.
Oh, Lord. It's not bad enough that they have a rabbit explosion.
That's really funny. Georgia sent in the next one. Gelding. Oh, this is in South Carolina, y'all. Come on. Gelding.
Yo, get her done.
Get her done. This is everything that I'm going to read to you is on a different line. So there's no, this not like sentence or anything. And there's no punctuation. So I'll just give you a pause when I need to go to the next line. Gelding Paint Pony, $100 in Central South Carolina. Gelding Paint Pony. One blue eye. 3 years old. Really shy. Ain't got no Coggins. Make a good pasture mate. $100 firm. Or we'll trade for a nice goat.
Not a yucky goat.
So a nice one.
This is a completely wild ass, unbred mess of a pony. So I think I need it. Megan, how close are you to South Carolina? Go give me this pony.
I could probably fit it in the back of my truck because it is a pony. So I think we'll be fine. We got this.
Get it. Go get it. $100. I can gentle it.
The good part though is he's a gelding.
Yeah, it has been castrated. So it's time with humans has been really positive.
That's what the $100 is for, is to pay his vet bill to geld it.
Yeah, exactly. Now this one is for me as well. I think Nicole wanted me to read this, and maybe this is, she's, asked me to read this one because it's a personal ad and it's somebody that is looking for me. Okay. Wanted. This is a personal ad. This is in Ontario. Is that correct? It's in Canada. I don't do the Canadian accent. I wish I did.
Sorry about that.
You should read this one. You read this one. Can you do Canadian?
No, I can't. That's all I can do is sorry.
Sorry, eh? Wanted. Looking for experienced cross-country riding buddy. Oh, my God. Ooh. I can, like, totally have a friend.
It's your BFF in Canada. You can ride for the 2 days of the year. It's super nice up there.
In Canada. Hey. Looking for buddy rider for cross-country adventures on my farm and neighboring properties. Ooh. Equipment supplied. Unless you have a favorite saddle that fits a fjord. I have one horse and one camel. And the camel does not like to be ridden alone. So you must meet the following requirements. Let me go back.
Wait. Does she say like an actual camel?
Now the picture makes more sense. There's somebody riding a camel following a fjord. Okay. Must meet the following requirements. Ideally, you would be a retired event rider like myself, over 18. Ability, able to participate in high-risk activity.
Okay,
live
check.
Live near me out. Ooh. Size appropriate to ride a 14-hand fjord and or fit between the humps of the camel.
Check.
Okay.
You familiar, can ride both of those.
I can do those things. I'm still familiar with direct reining. The fjord is young, strong, confident, rides, drives, and competes. Possibility of riding the camel if interested. Ooh. Wow.
Wow. Worth a trip to Canada just once, just to ride the camel.
I want to ride a two-hump camel. Those are really hard to find. They're like a rare
camel. I know. Usually it's just the dromedary camels, which is the one hump.
Yeah. Thank you for pulling up the dromedary word. Nice job.
You're welcome. It's David Anbear.
Yes. I want to be this person's best friend and ride either. I would take the fjord too. Honestly, it's really cute. All right. So if you are in Canada and you are looking for a friend to ride camels with, call me. I'll give you your number. The next is what I assume once.
It might be a trailer. I'm not entirely sure that's what it is. I think it's just a box.
I'm going to ask my friend Jen to come over here and describe what this looks like. What does that look like to you, Jen?
If a shipping container were made out of...
No. Oh, Jen. Jen.
What?
I'm sorry. Jen next to me.
Oh, that is... Jen. I'm sorry. That... See? You had to be specific.
At all.
I am such a jerk. I'm so sorry. So let's ask Jen Chapman to enter the show.
Our audience member. Yes.
Our audience member who does not think I'm funny at all. So we're gonna have her. It looks like something out of a horror film.
Well done, Jen. Well done.
Okay. It looks really, really old, blackish, questionable. Are you notice anything missing from this horse trailer? Oh, that's a horse trailer? Yeah. Oh my God. I thought it, I don't know. Yeah. Missing wheels.
Sure. Those are important in a trailer.
Read the ad, Megan.
So luckily, this horse trailer is free. Free in Livingston. No wheels, no axles. You want it? Come and get it. Has a chain to pull up onto a trailer and a bunch of crap inside. Oh yeah, crap goes with it.
Yes, people, that's a horse trailer. Jen, that's the kind of humor that you could have if you ever
listened to my show. You're totally missing out on.
You're totally missing out on. And I feel like what we do here is not only entertain, but we provide an education. So you just learned it. Yes, that clearly is a horse trailer. We're going to have to post a picture of this and the ad on Facebook, Jen and Jen producer. And Jen producer, maybe if you could say that this is a horse trailer, what do you think is missing? Like, what do you see is missing? I see an axle missing. I see the tongue to pull it. No, they got chains. Yeah, it's just, that's a horse trailer. All right, moving on. We're going to speed this up. We're going to run out of time.
Well, why don't we skip the next one? Because Megan's limited technology, she's not able to see the snapshot ones. So why don't we skip down to the free chickens and baby goats?
Oh, this is so positive, though. I can read this real quick.
Okay.
I'll read it real quick just to you, Megan. You don't have to see it because it is, think 4 exclamation points at the end of every one of these sentences.
Got it.
Looking for a cheap or free to good home trail horse, age does not matter. M-A-D-D-E-R. And this is a huge
I didn't notice the matter.
I'm looking for a cheap or free to good home trail horse, age, hit, or breed does not matter. Has to be able to go over bridges through THREW water, traffic safe, trailer well, good with worming, easy to catch, and can be ridden alone or with others, not herd bound, guaranteed good home, exclamation points for days. That's all one sentence.
Wait. Can we give her the camel? Because if the camel will do all that, that could be her new trail.
Here's
now,
the trouble. She said it doesn't matter. Is the camel probably cost money? This person is looking for a perfect trail horse that's free.
Sure.
But she guarantees it a good home because she says we'll always receive great feed and hay and will be loved! Exclamation point. Oh, space! Exclamation point. Space. I am looking for a personal trail horse for my space self, comma, space, space. Let me know what you have. Space! Exclamation point. Space. Thank you, space, exclamation point.
Wow. There's so much punctuation. You either have all of the punctuation or none of it.
This one was over-punctuated, for sure. All right. And the next one, free chickens and baby goats. Farmer Carter Brown here, just trying not to get rid of all these chickens and goats, trying not to get rid...
Yes, he's
so free chickens and baby goats. But the ad says Farmer Carter Brown here, just trying not to get rid of all these chickens and goats I have here on my farm. That's a terrible ad. I don't even know what you're talking about, Farmer Brown.
Do you want to sell them? Do you not want to sell them? Maybe he's changed his mind halfway in between writing the ad.
You don't know. You don't know because he didn't give a number. All right, read the next one.
This came from Michelle. Free paint horse out of Spokane, old stomping grounds. A 4-year-old paint stud horse, fruity good home, green broke. Can't keep him because my grandma thinks he'll jump the fence and make the cows and make a half horse, half cow baby.
I can just picture grandma.
I feel grandma needs a little bit of a lesson. But
grandma's from the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't keep, I'm glad I don't read these ahead. I can't keep him because my grandma thinks he'll jump the fence and mate with the cows and make a half horse, half cow baby. You know what, grandma? That would be awesome. Let that happen.
Exactly. Let that happen. You could be famous.
You will be famous. That's amazing. And let's end with that one. That was fantastic. I want a half horse, half cow baby. That's just the way it is. Next one. We did get another one from Sharon. Thank you so much. All right, Megan, there's clearly people that are breeding half horse, half cows in your old stomping ground. You could be finding those ads yourselves. And when you find an ad, send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Two N's in Jennifer. Why wouldn't you do two N's in Jennifer? I don't know. Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Megan, as always, you've been an amazing co-host, and I appreciate it every time.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love it. It's fantastic.
Great. Jennifer, good job today producing. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Made it.
Love you, mean it.
Gonna go have some spiked coffee now.
You're driving her to drink.
I am funny.
You are funny. You're very funny.
I've very got two funny. Girls on the line here telling me I'm funny. Arizona Jen. Made you drink, y'all.